wrong with attachments. We just want to have appropriate ones. So just take a moment, close your eyes, let's tune in. And even if you don't know where this particular aspect is hitting you, don't worry about it. Just trust whatever comes up, because your heart always knows. And just take some deep full breaths. Relax your shoulders. Breathe deep into your belly. And I'm going to bring the mind down into the heart. Your all-knowing, amazing tool of your mind doesn't know everything. It's your heart that knows. But when your mind is connected to your heart, your mind can be just an amazing servant for you. So we'll take that beautiful mind, that busy mind, that brilliant mind, and drop it just like a beautiful stone right down into the pond of your heart. You can just actually watch it splash down and create some ripples. And deep full breaths. Your amazing, beautiful heart, the seat of your soul, where you're connected in with your truth, where time doesn't really exist, so you can see all dimensions of time. We might call it past and present and future, but you can tune into all of it. And you can get your deepest, most important questions answered. And so tuning into your heart and letting the question drop in. What is it that, what attachments do I have that are really being called to be reframed? And you might have maybe the flash of a person or a thing, because we can have attachments to things too as well. Substances, things. And just notice, where are you a little over attached, or your attachment, your need with the attachment is just not being met? Just trust whatever has come up for you. And let this question drop in. I'm going to ask a series of questions, and you can feel free to take notes as you go along or not. And if I really tell myself the truth, is this an attachment I need to let go of? Or an attachment it's time to reframe, which is like creating some new rules around, like we were just talking about. And if you really tell yourself the truth, how is this so-called attachment not serving you anymore? Is it costing you energy? Is it just an old situation or pattern that just, you know, doesn't have the energetic currency anymore? Is your heart just not in it? Is it costing you energy? How is this attachment not serving you? And how is this attachment serving you? And by that, I mean, how is this attachment it has a value to you, and it may not be sound really positive and wonderful, but I guarantee you it has some kind of a value to you. So if you're really honest, how is this attachment serving you? Is it keeping you in a pattern that you get to complain about? Is it causing you to lose energy in some way or be disappointed? How is it serving you? Which may sound like it's not serving you. Take a deep full breath. And you can open your eyes and have something to write with. And did anybody come up with, I just need to let this attachment go? Like, I, you know, it's not about a reframe. It's just about letting it go. If so, say I or raise your hand. Okay. Jennifer, anybody else about just, I just need to let it go? Not sure.
Yep.
Okay. Tanya's another let go. Okay. I want to make sure I do both sides of the process here. Okay. And Kiki, you're not sure. So we'll go through the reframe first. So hang in there with, and those of you who have a let go one, you could also tune in and see if there's one that it's time to reframe. Okay. Cause this is or just pay attention to the reframe process because it's super useful. Okay. So Kiki, you're going to go through the reframe process. And then if you'll understand if you need to let it go or just completely let it go or not. Okay. So we'll just get logistical. So, you're going to make two lists. You can, I prefer like a line down the center, or, but if you're using the computer, whatever, just two columns of some sort, or just two lists, however you want to do it. And I want you first to do the quick mind heart dump of how is this attachment not serving you, all the ways it's not serving you. Like with Julie, you know, her, you know, she wasn't getting her emotional needs met and or the, you know, wasn't safe for her vulnerability in those situations. How's it not serving you? And if you're ready to let go of it, actually, let's just do this for those of you who are completely ready to let go. Actually put it down how it's not serving you. Because this is always a good test on whether it's a complete let go or if it's a reframe. How is it not serving you? Just do that beautiful mind dump. I should have some really good mind dump music. I'll have to work on that. And then we're going to shift to, and because some of you are already ready, finish if you're not done writing, that's fine. I just want to give the next set of directions for those of you who are ready so I can keep you in the energy. And then how does this relationship, if you minus out those things that aren't serving you, are there things left where if those weren't going on, that this attachment, whether it's a relationship or not, because it may not be, how is it serving you? Or what about it does serve you? And if you can't see anything about it that serves you, you know it's an attachment you just need to let go. And some of you knew that intuitively already. Either way, there's a similarity in the process here, okay? Because what we're gonna do is let go of all the ways that attachment doesn't serve you. So and then create just a new sort of boundary rule set around what does serve you. So we reframe it. And it's pretty much the same process for if you're letting it go, because you're letting go of everything that doesn't serve you, then the reframe is, and which I will lead you through, is the complete letting go of that attachment. And again, attachment can be to substances, it could be to food, it could be to codependence. I mean, it could just be anything. So finish that up, guys, and we'll move to the other end of this process. Okay, so tune back in. Just close your eyes and tune back in. And drop back into your heart. And as you drop into your heart, you tune into your amazing, big, beautiful, wise, connected heart. Invite your wealth code in, all your guides.